thank God for material blessings, when you think about the blessings that God has given to you, what do you think about? Your house, your car, your possessions? Probably this is at least part of what first comes to your mind. And we ought to be thankful for such things. Certainly this is not all that we ought to be thankful for, but it is nonetheless something that we ought to be thankful for. In Luke the 11th chapter in verse 1, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray. In the following verses, verses 2 through 4, Jesus taught them. He said, "When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." You probably recognize this as what is normally called the Lord's Prayer. Within this prayer, Jesus taught us to be thankful for our daily bread, those basic necessities that we have in life. Of course, most of us have been blessed far beyond our daily bread. God has richly blessed us with more than our basic necessities. Most men realize that the most basic necessities that we have are food and drink and clothing and shelter. But most likely, if you are listening to this, you have far more than just these things, just as I do. Just the fact that you have a computer, or at least access to one, clearly indicates such. God has truly blessed us. And so let us thank Him for our material blessings. Though we ought to thank God for such blessings as our material wealth, we must always maintain a proper attitude, a rightful mind about such things. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10, Paul wrote this. He said, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." In order for us to always be truly thankful to God for all the material blessings that He gives to us, we must never allow them to take first place in our lives. Yes, God has truly blessed us far beyond what we deserve. Let us then always be thankful, and let us always maintain a proper attitude toward the things of this world, knowing that they may one day be taken away from us, and on that last day, they will be destroyed. Thank God for material blessings.